This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Thursday that an investigation is underway into the deaths of four U.S. military personnel in Niger 2 weeks ago. But he said the Pentagon still doesn't have all the answers.
War is war, and these terrorists are conducting war on innocent people of all religions. And I would just tell you that in the this specific case, contact was considered unlikely. But there's a reason we have U.S. Army soldiers there and not the Peace Corps, because we carry guns.
Defense Secretary James Mattis there. Well, that raises the question of how this attack happened and what the role of the U.S. military is in Niger. Dan Lamothe is national security writer for The Washington Post. He joins me now with the latest. Dan, welcome to The Takeaway.
Yes, thanks for having me today.
Well, Dan, there's been a lot of mystery around the circumstances of the attack that resulted in four U.S. service members getting killed. What do we know so far?
This was a what appeared to be routine patrol for a group that included some Green Beret Special Forces soldiers and some regular conventional U.S. troops that were with them. They were ambushed by what appears to be a much larger force that had heavy weapons and other things that would have been, you know, a serious threat. These Americans were traveling in basically regular pickup trucks, what they call in the military thin-skinned vehicles, so not much in the way of armor. And the patrol was apparently pretty quickly cut in half. And Sergeant Johnson here, the individual that's sort of at the center of this conversation about President Trump, was separated from the rest of his unit and left in the field for basically almost 2 days.
It does appear, even though we don't know a lot about the circumstances here, that these U.S. forces were caught off guard.
Yes, I think that's certainly fair. We've heard at the Pentagon that Americans had been in and out of this particular area of Niger more than 24 times over the previous 6 months, and this was not expected to be any kind of combat patrol or combat situation.
Well, let's take a step back. What are American personnel doing in Niger? How big is the U.S. presence there, and what's the mission?
The mission is relatively small. There are a undefined and probably evolving number of American troops there. It's primarily a Green Beret mission, but not entirely. It is what they call foreign internal defense. Basically, they are partnering with the Niger troops to try and make them better. So it's everything from training them how to shoot better, to plan better, to preparing for major operations. But the idea is that this should not be a combat situation for the American troops. This is basically something they do in many, many countries. And this is something we just never hear about, but is ongoing all the time. It was not a surprise to me covering the Pentagon that we had people there. It was just a surprise the way this went down.
Meanwhile, the commander-in-chief is involved in a very public argument about what he may or may not have said to the parents of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson. Dan, is America getting the full story on how these young men got killed while this argument goes on cable news all day long?
I don't think we are getting the full story at this point. I don't think we're getting even close to the full story at this point. That is something that I think is incumbent on the media to continue to ask about, incumbent on Congress to continue asking about. The military has launched a rather robust investigation, so we should at some point get to a point where we've got witness testimony and things of that sort that get out, so there will be a better understanding, even from the ground level, of what happened. But we are probably still a good long way away from that.
All right, Dan, thanks for joining us and for giving us an update.
Sure. Thank you.
Dan Lamothe, national security writer for The Washington Post.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.